Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Diggs, and on this episode, we're talking to Alana Glazer. She told us the story of Kamala Harris, the first woman and first Black and Indian American to become Vice President of the United States. It's a really special episode, so make sure you give it a listen. Hi, Alana. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Alana Glazer, and I'm a creator of TV, film, and comedy. I'm a writer, performer, and activist.
That's awesome. Alana, how did you know you wanted to be a comedian and an actor?
You know, I'm just going to say it. I was very funny as a kid. I knew I wanted to be a comedian since I knew what comedians were. I would say like around 8 years old is when the idea formed inside of me. You know, I did. I had a sense that I was funny.
So you read us the story of Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States of America. Is she someone who inspires you?
Kamala Harris inspires me in so many ways. She looks like she's having fun at her job. The stakes are so high, and yet she seems relaxed. And she's brilliant. She's so smart and sharp and timely in her responses. She is brave. She does not seem nervous. I'm inspired that she's a child of divorce. I'm inspired that she got married late in life. I'm inspired that she's a stepmom. I'm inspired that she is a proud Black woman and a proud Indian woman. I'm so inspired that she's a first generation American, daughter of immigrants. I mean, she's phenomenal. I'm really inspired by her leadership.
You do a lot of work encouraging young people to vote. Why is activism important to you?
So first off, I actually think it's most fun to use my platform to talk about what I really, truly believe in. It's actually just the most fun. Just feels like it's my duty to honor that platform. It's not like it's important and then I decided. It's like I must, especially in 2016. Like that presidential election really brought a lot into focus for me. I've always been interested in inclusivity and diversity and what is right, but I hadn't really seen how that's put into practice through politics until 2016.
So, with all your work organizing and trying to get out the youth vote, what's been giving you hope?
What's giving me hope is the huge turnout from youth voters. Also, what is exciting to me is Gen Z's claiming of the climate crisis movement. They've really taken that mantle. I see Gen Z and young people being so sharp, being able to sniff out authenticity, realness. This communication is geared toward real change, and that gives me so much hope.
Speaking of change, kids can't vote in the United States until they turn 18 years old. But what are some ways that kids can become politically active and involved even before they can vote?
You know, there's a lot of awesome activism organizations, and often that type of organizing is available through religious institutions, mosques, synagogues, and church. But I think that a really interesting way to get involved is with a local politician. I think that if at a young age I had gotten involved with a local politician who seemed correct to me, who seemed like they represented my values, that I would have understood the world so much more clearly. But also like student government, you can like really make something of that. That's your community. That's like to use the student government for real purpose would be super cool.
Those are great ideas. So, if you could go back when you were a kid and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say, like, don't worry so much. And also, like, this will continue to be true, but you are enough as you are right now. Just the way you're showing up is enough. You don't have to qualify this or add that in order to have a seat at the table, be cool enough to do this, or earn such. You are enough right now. You don't need anything more. You're just enough.
Okay, so last question. Alana, what makes you a rebel girl?
I think what makes me a rebel girl is my continual search for who I am. I want to continue to discover what makes me me and be more of that. I don't want to be anybody else. Even though sometimes I do, but I know, you know, even if like little impulses of like, oh, I wish I was that. Oh, I wish I was that. I know that beyond those little impulses or whatever, I know that I want to be more and more me, the most me I can be in this life. As soon as possible, the more me, the better.
Thank you, Alana. And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.